Biden.
Locally sourced, hand-picked, and craft-roasted news every morning with Joe Thomas in the morning and all day on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Mostly cloudy all day long today and showers likely, especially during the first half of the day. Temperatures climbing up into the lower to middle 60s.
49 degrees, Grant, outside of the Automated Office System studios at 5:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is local news. First, today is the anniversary of the Japanese Air Force attack on the naval station at Pearl Harbor in Hawaii. Governor Glenn Youngkin has ordered all flags to fly at half staff today to honor the lives lost at Pearl Harbor. Nearly 4,000 Americans were killed or injured on this date in 1941.
Charlottesville's newly appointed police chief, Michael Kochus, said he plans to focus on a police officer shortage and getting guns off the streets when he starts work in January.
Yeah, so there's a saying that I like to talk about where if you focus on guns, you might get drugs. If you focus on drugs, you might get guns. To me, priority is getting guns off the street.
For decades, Fluvanna County has been able to count on Fred Payne for legal advice. He's acted first out of favor to county government and then as a part-time position as the county's attorney. He's ready to retire, and the county's ready to hire a full-time county attorney.
Fluvanna has had tremendous changes since I first was associated with the county in the 70s.
Payne says it's about time.
The days of the part-time county attorney are pretty well past. There's going to be a lot of things that the county will hire us and our council to do.
Virginia will no longer issue fines, suspensions, and fees related to COVID-19 shutdown violations. Governor Glenn Youngkin announced the news yesterday, which reverses the actions of the previous administration. Youngkin added he'd like to see a reimbursement plan for fines and fees that he felt were not right. He called it infuriating that businesses are still dealing with COVID-19-related penalties.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, 50 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the station that brings you and lets you take the Army-Navy game with you. Wherever you go, just download the free Seville 107.5 smartphone app and tune in Saturday afternoon at 2.
This is your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast for our Wednesday, middle of the work week. We're talking another gloomy day today, mostly cloudy all day long today, and showers likely, especially during the first half of the day. Temperatures, though, warmer than where we were yesterday, climbing up into the lower to middle 60s. We're in that little warm sector of the system. Tonight, it will drop down to about 50 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. I'm CBS 19 meteorologist Grant Chungo for Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.